Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
Well, we've all heard the lyrics to A Boy Named Sue, and it starts off, well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much for mom and me except an old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Well, we want our parents to leave us more than that, right? Especially different than A Boy Named Sue, right? And we know how that turned out. But he did become tough. He became very tough, and that's why his dad gave him the name, and it worked out perfectly fine when they met in that bar later. But that's not the point today. The point is, when you inherit something, actual money from the TSP, if your parents, your mom or dad, was a federal employee, you may have money coming to you from their TSP. But remember, has this money yet been taxed? No. In most cases, no, unless they had a Roth. But even if they did, that's going to only be a portion of that balance that you don't actually have to pay tax on. So we have to make a plan and understand what the deal is with our TSP and what money is going to go to our kids and how do we mitigate the taxes. Now, a lot of people say to me, fooey on them, they can figure it out. Lucky for them, they're getting money from me at all. And that can be true, right? But again, if you want the money to last while you're living and potentially offset some of the problems or challenges that TSP has for us, we might want to address a certain kind of issue that they have. I call it the inheritance issue. That way, we're going to leave them more than what the dad and A Boy Named Sue left their children. So let me tell you what TSP does with inheritance, how it works, and how we want this to kind of, how it may be better. So first of all, when I have money in my thrift, if I'm married and I have my two kids, they're adults usually because I'm retiring and they're making their own money, right? So that, you know, one's making 50 grand a year, the other one's making 100 grand. And I've got this bucket of $400,000 that's never been taxed. So if I pass away, the spouse gets the money. Now, TSP treats the spouse really, really well. They can take money out slowly if they want to. And of course, they're going to pay tax on it. This money has never been taxed. But maybe they don't need to. Let's pretend if I passed away, the spouse is able to, maybe they got a bunch of life insurance. Maybe they're still working. And remember, your Social Security, whatever the higher Social Security of the two, continues. So that's a thing also. And you may have left them a survivor benefit also. So that's either half or a quarter of what you were receiving in your pension. So let's pretend this spouse didn't need money at all and that 400 sat there. But now is in a beneficiary TSP account in the spouse's name. So then if the spouse passes away, people say, oh, well, that makes sense. I want my kids to get the money. They do get the money. The problem is how TSP does it. When money comes from a beneficiary account to the next generation, whoever that is, anybody who's not the spouse of the original beneficiary, the original participant, they get the money, but they get it all at one moment, all taxable, all at one time, which can make their tax bracket change substantially. It goes up potentially to the stratosphere, depending on where they already were and how much they inherited. So think about your balance and add that to what your kid's salary is and make sense of what that tax bracket could be. These kids, their highest tax bracket. Now remember, taxes are tiered. So this is not all of it at this, but the most percentage they paid previously was 12% on the left, went to 24%. On the right-hand side, they were already at 24, but now they went to 35. That is a pretty significant change. Now, that's only in the TSP. TSP says you got to take it all at one time. There's no choice. Now, if this had been anywhere else, like an IRA, for example, they would be able to, first of all, have a year to decide what they want to do. And second of all, they would be able to take that money slowly over a time period of up to 10 years. Well, imagine 20 grand divided by 10. I'm sorry, 200,000 divided by 10 is 20 grand. So they're getting 20 grand a year rather than 200,000 in 1 year. So 20 grand a year for 10 years, their tax bracket may be changed, but not that drastically. So did they receive more money over the 10-year time period because they didn't pay so much tax? Absolutely. And that is one of the reasons this inheritance issue kind of exists, because Love the TSB. They've got a lot of redeeming factors. But who created them? The government. And when does the government get paid? When we pay tax. They make a mint off of the way this inheritance issue pays them in taxes. And that's why it exists this way. So this is a reason a lot of people will say to me, hey, Raina, I want to peel a portion off and put it in this IRA that you manage at no cost, commonly, to actually potentially have a better scenario while I'm alive. And if I pass away, it's a much better scenario for my kids because they will never be forced into a lump sum as long as they have a year. They got a year to decide what they want to do. Now, let's pretend the spouse has predeceased me, or if I'm not married and I've got kids, what happens then? Same example, I have the same $400,000 and the kids are making the same money, but I just don't have a spouse in between there. So when the money goes directly to a non-spouse, whether that's my kids, my brother, my sister, my aunt, my mom, they're all non-spouses. If I pass away, they have 90 days and only 90 days to find Raina or somebody like Raina to put them in the proper inherited IRA where they can have up to 10 years to take that money slowly like I described before, 20 grand a year rather than 200 in a day. Now, if they don't do anything after the 90th day happens, shabam, they get it all, lump sum, all taxable, on the chin, just like I described before. So that's why it's my probably advantageous to share Raina's number with your people. That is 850-450-6500 and let them know that they've got an advocate in either myself or somebody on my team to help them with these claims. We do it all the time. It's not the happiest moment, but it is a positive thing for me to help somebody through this process who was previously facing this wall of what do I do? Not only is it what do I do with these forms, it's what do I do and I'm really sad. I just lost my parent or I just lost somebody in my family. So we can help through that grieving process to make it a much easier, better process. That's why it may be good to go ahead and reach out to us, get scheduled to have a meeting to see what it makes sense to do with your TSB now, how we can set up your inheritance for the best possible solution to where they've got more options than what may be there already. And I do want to emphasize too, there is no one perfect place for money. I think TSB has some redeeming factors. I don't even usually put everything in outside IRAs because the TSB has some benefits that we use. And that's usually one of when I talk to people, their biggest concern. Are you telling me to put it all somewhere? No, we all know the cliche of all the eggs in one basket and why we don't do that. So no, absolutely not. I don't think there's any one place that's good for all of our money. But remember right now, all of these dollars are in TSB anyway. They're already in one basket. So sometimes it's good to further diversify the money that is already in one basket and possibly look at other baskets that can serve you better for that portion of money for that purpose. So let me know, reach out. We can definitely help you with that because there's a reason you have multiple banks. There's a reason you have multiple cars, which are vehicles. And we may just look at a couple of different financial vehicles that may drive better for you, either for yourself or for your family. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Raina Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Raina works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Raina directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.